Thank you, Madam Clerk. Good morning, everyone. I'm going to call this Government Operations Committee meeting order. The date is April 21st, the year 2020. The time is 8:30 a.m. Roll call, please.
Congressman Maker.
Here.
Congressman Walker.
Here.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Congressman Potts.
Here.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Present.
Congressman Big Horse.
Present. We have a quorum, and it's a beautiful day, so if you all would just join in me, join in with me, we'll say our Father this morning. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come.
Thy will be done
on earth as it is in heaven.
As it is in heaven. Give us this day
our daily bread.
Forgive those
trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us.
For thine is the kingdom,
power,
glory,
forever. Amen.
Amen.
Next is approval of minutes. You'll take a look at your.
I actually, this is Alex here. I don't have a copy of the minutes. If everyone else does, then.
I'm not seeing your minutes, Rob.
Well, I can fix that. Here they come.
Okay. Give everybody a moment to open them up and
Chair Big Horse, I just have one question. What the Shanna in the bottom left, why there's a number 3 there?
Oh, there's no telling. Let me look. Bottom left on what page?
I only have, I'm just showing that it's one page.
Well, that's bizarre.
So go all the way down past your name.
That 3 is probably the page number.
Oh, okay.
Because there are 3 pages.
Okay, well, I don't see a one. I mean, it's not a big deal. I don't see a page one and a page two on anything else that I'm opening up and looking at, but that's okay. I mean...
Mr. Chair.
Oh, yeah, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Not sure what page it's down where a vote was taken and the motion to report passed with 5 yeas, 1 nay. I see 4 yeas, 1 absent, and 1 no.
Get that, Madam Clerk.
I will fix that.
Just, Mr. Chair, if I may.
Yes, sir.
I was wondering if Congresswoman Good Fox made a motion to postpone ONCA 2022 to the call of the chair. Was that a call to the chair or was that indefinitely? I can't remember.
It was a call to the chair.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am.
Yep. Motion to approve the minutes as amended.
Second.
We have a motion to approve the minutes as amended. Seconded by Speaker. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed? Moving on, item number 5, ONCR 16, a resolution for the executive branch application and approval of grant funds through the U.S. Paycheck Protection Program, recently authorized by the U.S. Congress to recognize executive staff for their accomplishment in obtaining the approval of our nation and to commit to taking any further action necessary to complete the transfer of federal funds to the nation. Congressman Mason is the sponsor. Congressman Mason, you have the floor, sir.
Okay, thank you very much, Mr. Chair and members of the committee, again, presenting the resolution. It's again my honor to do so. I think all of us in Congress are in support of the actions been taken by the chief and executive in securing these monies, federal dollars, which came about, again, because of the virus. This resolution is a way that is a resolution to put on the record that we as a Congress do support and applaud the chief and the staff for their what they have been able to do and secure this money for our people, for our employees, for the continued services and the rendering of services. And that's what this resolution is all about. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Any other comment? I just have one, and I too am in great appreciation of our executive branch for the foresight to get this application in a timely fashion, because I was hearing last night that there were a number of tribes that were still seeking funding and have not received any yet. Just thank God Almighty that he blessed our nation like this, and that's all I had to say. Any other comment?
Chair Bickhorst?
Congresswoman Bickfox.
I'll make a motion to report ONCR 2016 to Congress with the due pass recommendation.
Okay, we have a motion.
Second.
Second. Did I hear a second or
second,
was there not?
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying, roll call.
Congressman Walker.
Yes.
Congressman Tillman.
Yes.
Congressman Potts.
Yes.
Excuse me, Congressman Potts.
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Yes.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse.
Yes. Okay, ONCR passes. Moving on to ONCA 20-24, Act to Establish a Merit-Based System of Employment and its Foundational Components and to Establish an Alternate Effective Date. Congresswoman Goodfox is the sponsor. And we have some guests on the line from executive. And Congresswoman Goodfox, you have the floor, ma'am.
Oh, thank you. Did everyone receive their committee substitute?
Yes, I did.
Yes.
Okay. So most of the changes were to the definitions. Are there any questions with the committee? So, well, actually, I'll just make a motion right now to adopt the committee substitute that was sent to the committee at 8:35. Oh, I'm sorry, that's the wrong email. 8:31, stamped in by the clerk at 8:27 a.m. today on April 21st for bill number ONCA 20-24.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to adopt committee substitute to ONCA 20-24. All those signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed? Motion passes. We're now looking at committee substitute ONCA 20-24. Congresswoman Fox.
Okay. So I'm checking out my email. I would open it up to the committee at this point.
Okay. The floor is open for questions. You heard Congresswoman Goodfox talk about definitions. So are there any questions about definitions?
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Mr. Mike? Yes, I have a question to the HR director. If I'd like to hear what she had to say about these changes and she agrees with what's going on. And myself, I just got this a few minutes ago and hadn't had time to really go over it. Like the rest of us, we just got it. It's like about 5 pages long. Anyway, I would just like to hear something from the HR since we have them here today online. Thank you.
Yes. Ms. Tiffany, are you still online?
Yes, sir.
Did you hear the question, Congressman Maker?
I just want to express that I do support the changes. I do agree with the changes that have been made.
Okay. Did you have any further questions, Congressman Maker?
No, sir, I do not.
Mr. Chair.
Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Question, I guess, for Congressman Goodfox, what changed?
Hold on just one second.
Okay.
Hold on. Sifting through email. So, the appeal definition got more defined. Line 140. Let's see. The appeals definition got more defined. The definition for merit was more defined. We cited Osage preference law twice. We added a little section of what an introductory period is. We replaced shall with may. We defined personnel action a little bit more. Better definition of political influence. We took out national. I mean, they were things like that. There wasn't any big changes that Congresswoman Whitehorn or Congresswoman Edwards wanted to change the face of the bill. When I say that we spent 2.5 hours mostly on definitions, we spent 2.5 hours mostly on definitions.
So what I'm hearing is that you worked in collaboration with Congresswoman Whitehorn and Congresswoman Edwards and probably HR?
Yes.
For 2.5 hours?
Yes, on Sunday, I worked with Congresswoman Whitehorn and the HR director for an hour, and last night I worked with Congresswoman Whitehorn, the HR director, and myself worked on Sunday for an hour, and Congresswoman Edwards, myself, and the HR director worked for an hour and a half last night.
Okay. Congressman Maker, does that ease your feeling a little bit?
Yes, Mr. Chair, I do feel better, and I salute Congresswoman Goodfox and Congresswoman Whitehorn for their work and service to duty, as well as the HR director. And, but I'm just glad we at least had a few minutes to look at it this morning. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I do have a question. So I'm reading, it's page 2, it scrolls over to page 3 for merited employees. I know some of that language was cleaned up, and I appreciate that, but I'm still confused as to why employees of the Bushaji Health Center shall be merited employees, including those with employment contracts. Is there a reason to include those with employment contracts? Or why is that provision specifically outlined? I'm not opposed to it. I'm just trying to figure out what.
Well, I'm gonna let Tiffany speak to some of that. But here's one of the issues that we have before us. So the health board is considered a business board, just like Osage LLC or the Osage Nation Ranch. However, Osage Nation Ranch and Osage LLC and Osage Nation Energy Services are entities that have boards. They're not subject to Osage Nation HR policies and procedures or even this merit. But the Wajaji Clinic is. So, and then I'm going to let Tiffany speak to your question more directly.
Thank you.
Ms. Tiffany, you have the floor, ma'am.
Yes, sir. So one of the conversations with Congresswoman Edwards was that that section wasn't defined, in her view, from my understanding, to include. So after the conversation, it just went to, well, just write them in there. Because just like Congresswoman Goodfox just said, their policies and procedures are developed by the clinic, by the board. So with that said, with this merit law, we wanted to make sure that they knew that they were included, the employees understood that they were included, and that the laws had to be followed by them. The employment contract language, Congressman Potts, is because we wanted to ensure that that the management understood and all parties understood that they could not utilize an employment contract to opt out of the merit system. Does that answer your question?
Yes, in a way, but we're also including them at A for those with employment contracts shall be part of the merit system. So, I mean, I get that we want them to participate, but why wouldn't we have just hired those individuals to participate? Because I guess I'm essentially, if I'm a private contractor contracting with the nation, am I now subject to the merit law? Because that's kind of what I'm reading here.
Okay, so you're talking about independent contractors versus a W-2 employee with an employment contract. Those are two different classifications.
Okay.
The independent contractor. I'm sorry, sir.
No, go ahead.
The independent contractor, they are not subject because they don't work for the nation. Now, a W-2 employee with an employment contract is a nation employee, but the conditions of their employment is set forth in their contract.
Okay. All right. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Do you have follow-up, Congressman?
I don't at this time. I do have a couple of sections that I would like to look at. If there are no other questions, I can try to make some amendments. I think I've emailed them to everybody. Do we want to go through this now, or do we want to wait for more questions?
Well, let's make sure we're through here. Are there any further questions on the definition? If there are none, Congressman Potts, you have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would like to offer an amendment to page 5, line 187. I believe that's Kirk Klein. Strike head of V and insert chief employment officer within each.
Okay. Would you repeat that one more time, please?
Yes, Mr. Chair. Page 5, line 187, strike head of V and insert chief employment officer within each. So if it were to be adopted, it would read the Human Resources Department and finally chief employment officer within each branch of government.
Okay, we have a motion. If you're a second. One more time, is there a second? Seeing none, motion fails from second.
Mr. Chair.
Yes, Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So currently as this reads, you're gonna have the chief of the nation as the final arbiter for employment disputes or grievances within the executive branch. But then in the legislative branch, the head of the branch is going to be the Speaker of the Congress. However, congressional rules state that the second speaker is the chief employment officer. So you're inherently creating a conflict within Section B of page 5. So this may work for the executive branch, but you're at the face of it, you're conflicting with congressional rules. So I was hoping to be able to offer an amendment to have discussion about it, to where we simply somehow identify the chief official in charge without naming the head of the branch of government, because I think you're going to be in conflict there. But seeing as how there's no movement for amendments again, I can report or make a motion to report ONCA 2024 to Congress with a due pass recommendation.
Did you have a comment, Congresswoman?
Well, so what I would say is the reason that I'm not going to second that is because what's a chief employment officer? I mean, is that a position that we're making up right now for the moment? I would say yes. I would say that or their designee is probably a more appropriate term, but chief employment officer, that's an actual title, and I don't know that it exists, and I would think that designee is a more appropriate term.
Okay, thank you, ma'am.
But then I'd like to hear from the HR director if they have such a title as chief employment officer.
Ms. Tiffany?
Mr. Chair, that amendment was not seconded, so there's no discussion on that amendment. It's not relevant.
Okay. Was that a motion that you made after that?
I did assert a motion to report 2024 to Congress with a due pass recommendation. I don't believe it received a second.
Second.
Identify, please.
Oh, sorry, Alex.
Okay, we have a motion to report to Congress with a due pass recommendation with a second. Roll call, please.
Is there discussion, Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Again, I appreciate the work that has been done by the author, but I still think there's a little bit of work to do. There was not an attempt to create a position for chief employment officer. I believe that's how we refer to the second speaker in our rules. Sure, that would need some discussion and perhaps an amendment to the amendment, but there is no appetite for amending this other than what's been worked on. So I get it. There's no room for movement. The committee sub works. I don't know what else to do. So I'll be voting no on this motion to report because I still think there's some work that needs to be done. But here we go.
Any further discussion?
Mr. Chairman, Whitehorn.
Yes, Congresswoman.
Yes, so thank you for recognizing me. I've worked on this bill with the sponsor. Through my reading of the bill, I didn't recognize that conflict that of the last amendment that was just asserted and failed. I agree that there's a problem there that we're going to pass out, that we would pass out law that has a problem with the way we function on Congress. And I would like to see the committee discuss that, like Congresswoman Goodfox and I did on a Sunday morning that she discussed. It was quite a pleasant work session that we had. But we discussed the issues and we came up with a solution to fix the snag. And I didn't recognize that, but I do now. I think that it's a product of the committee substitute. And by right, Congresswoman Goodfox, that's new language in the committee substitute that may have not been there previous. So, yes, I think that language there created a problem. And to me, committee work is what is the time you're supposed to do the work and try to collaborate and make a solution on that. So I would wish the committee would consider that. Thank you.
I agree, but I want to check with our with Madam Clerk and see where we are and make sure that we are in line.
Chair, you have a motion to report ONCA 2024 with a due pass recommendation to the body of Congress on the floor. It has been seconded. So that's where we're at. That motion, you're in the middle of discussion of that motion. And if the mover so chooses, he can withdraw, or you could take a vote.
What's the committee preference?
I'll withdraw my second, and if Congressman Potts wants to reinsert his motion, I'll second for a discussion, and then we'll have to do an amendment to the amendment because I'm not agreeable to the first motion at all. And I'm not agreeable to the second motion that he's going to make at all. And actually, there will be no amendment to the amendment for me or support on the second one that he's got. That I'm not trying to not give anyone the opportunity, but I've read it. I don't agree with it. And that's where I stand on it.
Question, Chair?
Yes.
Maker. Okay, yes, I agree that I don't like part of the amendment, the new position in question, but I think on slide 187, the term head, do we have a definition of that in our definitions we talked about a few minutes ago?
Well, my argument is treating the head, the branch of government within the Osage Nation. So I'm assuming they're referring to director of each department. Is not taking this.
Mr. Chair, if I'd been
Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Maybe the author can speak a little bit more to that. The grievance policy follows that. It would be first addressed by the immediate supervisor, then the Human Resources Department, and then finally the head of the branch. So I don't know that the director is the head of that branch. I think, go ahead.
I believe that this is all subject to how you interpret it, and the way that it was written was to be read the way that Chair Bickhorst just interpreted it. So, yes, but could someone go in and read it slightly different, yes, and I believe that someone has, and so I'd be willing to amend to put designee in there, but I'm not willing to amend to have it read chief employment officer.
So, okay, Mr. Chair, I have a question.
Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. To Congressman Goodfox, you just said it was meant to be interpreted the way Congressman Bickhorst did. So the head of the branch of government is now a department chair?
I'm not going to, you know, Congressman Potts, I get that you're wanting to work on this, and so am I. But questions like that, I'm not going to answer. I'm not. Because I feel like at this point, this is becoming a game, and I'm just not into it. I'm not.
Mr.
So
Chair.
I told you what I'm willing to compromise on, that where I'm willing to compromise on putting designee in there. If you're not agreeable to that and don't want that, that's okay. I'll make a motion to report out as a due pass.
We're already in discussion.
We have a motion on the floor in a second. We were in discussion. And I'm going to end discussion.
Chair, Congresswoman Goodfox withdrew her second, so we're not in discussion of that motion any longer.
Okay.
Mr. Chair,
motion to report out bill number ONCA 2024 committee substitute with the due pass recommendation.
We have a motion to pass out to Congress with a due pass recommendation. Do we have a second?
Second.
We have a motion, a second. Roll call, please.
Congressman Tillman.
Yes.
Congressman Potts.
No.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Yes.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Congressman Walker?
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse?
Yes. Motion. That moves us on to ONCR, I mean, ONCA 20-25. And Congresswoman Good Fox, you are the sponsor, so you have the floor, ma'am.
Thank you. This was sent out of committee the last time with the due pass. I sent it back. I haven't heard from anyone in the days that it's been back. And I would open this. I would provide this time to the committee for questions.
Okay. Floor is open for question.
I have a question, Chair.
Congressman Maker?
I would ask the sponsor, if it was sent back, was there a particular reason why it was sent back? Thank you.
Yes, Chair, can I respond?
I'll respond for you. Yes, Congressman Maker, this was sent back at the request of a couple of Congress people that thought we were moving too fast, and they thought they were going to read it and possibly have some amendments. So Congressman Woodbox was asking for that input this morning, and hearing none, that's where we're at.
Mr. Chair.
Congressman Woodbox.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I do have amendments that I've worked on, but I will reserve them, and I don't want this to turn into a game. So I'll not be presenting amendments, but I do have, there's some work that this bill needs as well. But here we are.
Chair Big Horse.
Chairman Big Horse, Whitehorn.
There was someone before Congresswoman White.
That was Speaker Tillman, but I'll yield to Congresswoman Whitehorn if that's fine.
Okay, thank you, sir. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes, sir. I was one of the people that thought that this bill needed to have more thorough review. I believe it got passed out of this committee in haste because of emotions flying around the table. I could be wrong about that, but I was at the meeting. So the sponsor did call me and say she would send them back to committee to work on. And Congresswoman Goodfox is correct. We worked Sunday morning for about an hour, a little over an hour, on the first bill that you guys have just passed out. And at that time that we worked, it was time for me to do other things. I have not had the opportunity to work through this bill. In the past few days, over the weekend, we've had three really big, important pieces of legislation. These two bills you're considering, the membership bill and I can't think of the third one that I've been, and the food code. And I've been studying and working very hard on those. I haven't had the opportunity to study this one. They weren't filed until the session had already begun, and we have some big things. So I think you were characterizing it that we wanted to work on these bills some more. I still continue to want to work on this bill. At this time, I haven't had the opportunity to do so, and the sponsor is aware of that. We've been in conversation about it even as recent as yesterday. So I'd just like to make that statement to the committee. Thank you.
Thank you, Congresswoman. Any further discussion? Any movement?
Mr. Chair. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Would it be okay for us to ask if the sponsor of the bill, is she looking forward to either postponing the bill or trying to advance it out of committee today? Just just a question.
Congressman Goodfox.
I don't, I am comfortable with the committee doing what they think is comfortable to them. And I can't remember what day that I moved this back. I want to say, if the clerk can help me with that, it was maybe Thursday or Friday. Mm-hmm. So everyone had the legislation over the weekend. I don't know if any committee members have looked at it over the weekend and had any questions. I also don't know if there's another GovOps meeting or when it is set for. But, I mean, if Congress members have questions, I'm not, that aren't on the committee, I'm not encouraging them. I'm not going to get myself into a place where I feel like a Congress member feels like I have to support every single amendment, because that's not realistic.
And I just want to say that I too have been working on this legislation for well over a year. So I know how much time has been spent on this, and I'm looking for movement one way or the other.
Congressman Big Horse, Speaker Tillman.
Yes, Mr. Speaker.
Move to report ONCA 20-25 to the body of Congress with a due pass recommendation.
Motion. We have a second.
Second.
A motion and a second. And a roll call.
Congressman Potts.
No.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Yes.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Congressman Walker.
Yes.
Congressman Tillman.
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse.
Yes.
Motion passes.
Chair, I'd like to make a motion to adjourn.
I have a motion to adjourn. Do I have a second?
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Chair, I have already sent two of the committee reports. I will be sending this one shortly. Depending on when I receive them back, we'll determine whether, when I receive signatures back, we'll determine whether or not we will be able to get these reports read in today during session. Otherwise, it would have to wait till tomorrow.
Okay, we'll probably have to wait till tomorrow, but I'll get mine read in. I see the first one.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.